With Tech News Briefing, I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal in New York. How important is your email address? It could be the difference between landing a new job and getting rejected. We'll talk about that in a moment. First, these tech headlines. Shoppers hoping to buy a certain item at Walmart.com may be out of luck. Walmart has begun telling online customers that some products in its warehouses are out of stock after the retailer changed its e-commerce systems to avoid orders deemed too expensive to ship. The change means that a bottle of detergent or a can of cat food stored too far away from a customer's shipping address will be unavailable for purchase. Previously, Walmart would ship those items regardless of distance or shipping cost. Walmart says the shift is part of a test to see if it can deliver more products via ground shipping, a cheaper option than air shipping, in 2 days or less, and reduce what it calls split shipments, online orders that arrive in multiple packages from different warehouses. Labor Day has come and gone, and that means the midterm election campaign season is kicking into high gear. The Wall Street Journal reports that campaign strategists are gearing up to flood Facebook with inflammatory and polarizing ads heading into the midterm elections, saying its advertising platform rewards extreme messaging more than other venues. Sources tell the Journal that the technical issue is that when Facebook's ad auction system shows users ads that are likely to resonate with them, it can wind up rewarding attention-grabbing political messages with lower prices. And check out the Wall Street Journal's profile of Elon Musk. The Tesla CEO is a visionary entrepreneur who aims to produce the first mass-market electric vehicle, the Tesla Model 3, and through his Solar X company, hopes to send people to Mars. However, as witnessed in events such as his Twitter binges and hostile encounters with stock analysts, Musk runs the risk of having his brilliance and his accomplishments sidetracked by his ego. You can find the Journal piece, Elon Musk Faces His Own Worst Enemy, at WSJ.com. Still to come, how your employment prospects could be determined by your email address. If you apply for a job these days, chances are it's through the internet and not via snail mail. Same with freelancing. A bad email address could bury your chances before you start. The Wall Street Journal's Chris Cornelis says a poorly conceived online handle could limit your career prospects. Chris, who is a Wall Street Journal contributor, joins us via Skype from Seattle. Chris, whether a job seeker likes it or not, his or her email address is a brand, isn't it?
Absolutely. And what a lot of people forget that they exist, really. It's something that they may have set up 10 years ago, 15 years ago, you know, referencing, you know, the band that they liked or the food that they liked or a popular dance. And then they don't consider it. And 15 years later, you're applying for a job at Expedia and you've got, you know, Dave Matthews, boy, 41 at TrippingBillies.net on your resume.
Also, you mentioned D-Light, Groove Is in the Heart. That was a great oldies hit from the 90s, but it is an oldies hit.
Absolutely. And this one of the women I spoke to said, you know, that for almost a decade, she was DLight23. That was her email handle. That's who she was on MySpace. And then she went to a career fair at UCLA, and she said, and one of the recruiters said, okay, so how do we get a hold of you? And she went to spell out her email address, and she said, I need to get something for real. DLight23 is not going to get me the job of my dreams. And it won't.
There are a lot of pitfalls concerning an email address. You know, your handle could include outdated references. It could be in bad taste. And you could also hurt yourself by which email you use, i.e. AOL.
Well, this is what a couple of the career counselors and some of the hiring managers I spoke to talked about. They said, you know, what are you putting out there if you're still using an AOL account? Look, you may be a great applicant, but they're kind of saying – you're not necessarily getting the most tech savvy applicant if they're still using their AOL email address or even Hotmail address at that point.
Are many people too slow to shed their email addresses that they adopted during adolescence, not realizing that they need to update their handle? Is it just, you know, too much of a reluctance?
I think it's a lot of just not thinking about it. Almost like you would never think to change your phone number. And I think people who do the same thing about their email address, you know, I've got a pretty bad email address myself, CK1394, which is just this like weird cryptic. One of the career counselors I talked to said that it could come across as looking like some spam account that somebody set up. And it wasn't until a friend of mine pointed out to me, like, you know, Chris, you have a really bad email address, that I kind of looked at it and I went, oh, that's true. I do. And I, you know, I try to get people on the phone or get them to talk to me via email for a living. And it made me think I'm not putting the best foot forward here. And I've got to create something new.
So it's something that you should create to be stylish and recognizable without being tasteless.
I would even say as vanilla as possible, like your first name and last name are as close as you can get, or what people were saying. They said, don't make it complicated. Don't make it cute. You know, one of the first things they said was keep it simple. I should be chris.cornelis@gmail.com. You know, bobsmith@gmail.com. End of story. Don't try to make any cute statements there with your email handle.
Okay, now that's one rule. That's a good rule. What are some other rules that people should adopt when thinking about changing their email address?
Well, kind of like I was mentioning, you know, don't try to be funny. I mean, look, when we were, you know, some those of us who are members of the Oregon Trail generation, you know, we were signing up for instant messenger handles and we were coming up with funny things. And sometimes when we created our first email address, like D-Light did, you know, we went with what we were using for instant messenger or whatever. Don't be funny. That was one of the, just be your name, be yourself. And that was another rule. Another one was, it's not a numbers game. Do not use numbers excessively like I am in my email. And for a couple of reasons, one recruiter said, you know, you start looking like spam. And another one said, you may be giving yourself away. And she said, look, if somebody has an email address that's something like Caitlin Smith, 1999, she said, I'm going to assume that this person was born in 1999, whether they are or not. And if you put 1959, then they're going to assume that you're born in 1959 for better and for worse. So be careful about the numbers that you're putting in there. And speaking of numbers, using 420 in your email address is probably not doing you any favors. And this is what, you know, stay away from drug references is another big one. This one recruiter I talked to said she gets a lot of email addresses that reference, you know, marijuana or psychedelic drugs.
Or 666. That's a good one, too.
Yeah, the satanic imagery doesn't necessarily go over well with HR departments. And finally, what we were talking about earlier is maybe it's time to move on from AOL. So when you're going to refresh your resume, if it's time to start applying for jobs, the career counselors suggest take a look at your email address. Is this the right handle that you want? Should you maybe move on to something more modern? And if you have any questions about it, send it to somebody who has done some hiring before. Say, hey, does this look like an email handle that you would take seriously?
Wall Street Journal contributor Chris Cornelis joining us via Skype from Seattle. Thanks, Chris.
Thank you.
And that's Tech News Briefing. I'm Charlie Turner at the Wall Street Journal.